And I want to talk to, okay, Allison's the next caller from Tennessee. And then after that,
hi.
Tim, if you're still, hi, Allison. And
hi.
Then after that, Tim, hi, how are you?
Good.
How can I help?
I wanted to ask you about, I have a 6.5-year-old daughter,
yeah.
And she's not overweight, but she would be if I let her. I have to, you know, I don't allow her just to eat whatever she wants, but she is completely obsessed with food. She
yeah.
plans her meals the day before.
Wow.
She like wants to make sure she gets the right amount of protein and carbs. And I know I've done it to her, but I don't know how to get her out of it. I've listened to your CD on weight loss for kids, but she eats mostly healthy, but then like she might get, you know, overcome with, you know, a cookie sitting in front of her or something, and then so she'll eat it and then she'll start crying because she ate something with sugar in it. And
okay.
I don't know how to.
Okay, she's not overweight right now. Is there saying she? Did you say that?
Right.
She's not overweight. If she's not overweight right now, it's a very kind of dangerous situation that you're in right now, because you have the potential to cause a lifetime of issues if it's so in her head right now. And you did say something that really kind of triggered something in me and it concerned me, and that is that when you said that she would be overweight if I let her.
Yeah.
And that,
right. I know. But if I let her eat to her heart's content, I'm afraid that she would get really overweight.
Okay, but you're afraid that she would. You don't necessarily know that she would. That's the first
right.
thing I want to say. The second thing is,
well, I can just to add to the story a little bit. She didn't used to be this way, and then we adopted some children from Africa, and the stress of it, it just changed her into a different child.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay. Then in that case, one of the things that she's doing with this whole eating thing is it's just a way of getting attention from you.
Yeah.
You know, if she didn't have this whole eating issue, then you wouldn't be focusing so much on her and her issues. Mm-hmm. You're worried, she's worried, we're all worried, but at the same time, she's getting attention from you at a time when there's all these other kids coming in. So this is the strategy that I would take. First thing I would do is give her, when you're spending time with her, the type of interaction I would have is to reassure her that she's your daughter and you love her more than anything. And now that we have brothers and sisters, it's more love for everybody, but the love that you have for her will never die, and it's always there. And that, stay focused on the real issue. That's the real issue for her. The next thing I would do is really, as much as possible, de-emphasize food completely.
Right, that's what I've been trying.
Always make sure you're adding certain foods to her diet. Put ground linseeds on all her food.
She does all the healthy food. She ground flax seeds on everything. She drinks green juice. She takes Barley Max by the spoonful.
Okay, that's this is all really scary.
She's enlightened for that age. Wow.
Yeah, but it's also where it's coming from is a little bit concerning. So I think you then what you have to do is totally de-emphasize food. You know, reward her, say that's great that she's eating healthy or something, but de-emphasize it. If she wants to eat something else after she's eaten her good food, don't make a big deal out of it. De-emphasize weight, de-emphasize food, focus on the love, okay? Just focus on the fact, because that's where it's coming from. So focus on the real issue. Focus on the love. She's feeling maybe like you took on some new people, and why did you do that? And I'm not saying this is why you did it, but in her mind, she's thinking, why did you do that? Well, I'm not, you know, they don't love me as much, or they want some new people. They're done with me. All these things go through a child's mind, and that's when she started getting weight. Focus on the real issues. Just don't talk about weight with her anymore. Don't talk about dieting, because that's what it's become.
But she brings it up. So how would I respond to her when she asked me to plan her meals for the next day?
I would say it's very important to get the nutrients your body needs, but food isn't everything. You know, there's so much more to
right.
life. And why don't you? And you just need to know that your mommy and daddy love you more than anything. And talk about.
Well, I felt like we had done that, but. maybe not enough, I guess.
I'm sure you did, but obviously that's what's going on in a child's mind. You know, and it doesn't have to be rational. It doesn't have to make sense, but it's her issue. It's being triggered, and somehow by making it more about including the kid, the new kids, and making it all a family and all of these things, focusing on that. And whenever she does bring up food, say it's really important to nourish your body, but food isn't everything, and weight isn't
everything. Right.
Make it as small as possible. Otherwise, it's going to be hard for the rest of her life. Yeah.
Can I ask you an unrelated question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I've been listening to the CD, and when I first listened to it, you know, I was like immediately asleep. You know, never got past my shoulders. And now I've been listening to it, and I'll start getting really agitated for some reason. Or as I'm falling, I'll fall asleep, and then I'll wake back up in the middle of it, and I'll come in and out of sleep as I'm listening to it, and I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, well, obviously it's triggering something in you that's going on in your life right now. And so that's going to happen while that issue is still there and while the issue is being resolved. And once that gets worked out, then that'll go away again. So it's obviously it's picking on something in your life that's an issue. And so your body starts sort of like rebelling because maybe it's holding on to weight for some issue, and you're touching that issue, and your body's rebelling and saying, "No, I want to hold on to weight," or that issue's there. As you work that issue out, it's like ironing out the crinks a little bit. Then that'll go away. Yeah.
I had a couple of years ago, you know, lost 120 pounds on a high raw food diet. And then in the last couple of years, I've like gained 20 pounds of it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like I can't get back into that healthy eating. It's like I keep wanting to binge on sugar. And I don't understand why, where it worked so well for me before, it won't work now. Yeah.
There's an issue in your life right now. Something's come up, and it might be related to the changes in your family circumstances right now. I don't know, and I don't know enough about your situation at the moment, but there's an issue there, and that's come up, and the CD is triggering it. So what I would suggest to you is just continue listening to the CD until it doesn't trigger you anymore, and probably you won't have those cravings anymore. We have 10 minutes left, and I just want to – there's another caller here in Brisbane, Tammy, I want to take. So, Allison, thanks for
all right, well, thank you.
And keep us posted. Keep us posted.
Yeah,
call in.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.